7:47 in the morning. It's like a well-oiled machine. What are you doing? Then you just have to play the rejoin. Ready? All right, it's time now for our Noodaloo 2, sponsored by Dave Thompson's Organic Healthy Grow Fertilizer. It's Memorial Day weekend, the official start of grilling season, and we have a trio of products that I think will be quite useful. Take a listen.
It's summertime.
Memorial Day weekend officially marks the start of the grilling season. Grills, barbecues, bonfires, it all screams summer. We've got a few new Noodaloo 2s this morning to start you off right. Have you heard of these FireDisc cookers? FireDisc is a well-built, high-performance cooking device designed for outdoorsmen. They call it the cowboy wok. It fires up fast with propane, cooks a lot of food, and seasons like a cast iron pan. It's completely portable and cleans up quickly with just a little bit of water. You can boil, fry, sear, or simmer. And find out more at FireDiscCookers.com. Kickstands aren't just for bicycles anymore. Mr. Barbecue now offers a three-piece kickstand tool set to keep things clean with elevated handles that prop up your tools. This prevents mess from spreading by keeping the heads of your tools from touching that preparation area. The set includes a spatula, fork, and tongs and are made with durable stainless steel. The set goes for about $20 on Amazon. Shifting from the grill to the bonfire, this next product was too cute to not include. The Fishing Pole Campfire Roaster from Firebugs brings a little fun to your marshmallow or hot dog roasting. They literally look like fishing poles. You slide the marshmallows or hot dogs onto the prongs, hold them over the fire, and when you're ready to flip, you use those fishing skills and jig the pole, and the marshmallows or hot dogs or whatever you're cooking flip right over. So cute. The Fishing Pole Campfire Roaster goes for about $22 on Firebugs with two G's and a Z.com. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Facebook page. Just search for him at Lou Manfredini and like him. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
All right, I have the fire, what's it called?
Firebugs.
Firebugs, and it's like a fishing pole. It has almost like an H pattern of little rods that you stick on there, and there's like a little fish on it. And so what you do is you're holding it over the fire, cooking your hot dog, whatever, and you do a little flick, and it spins over. It's like weighted like a little fish, and it goes over, and you go back and forth. What you missed is this morning early when Lindsay was describing it, she was had her hand on her hip, and she was showing me how to do this. I go, that's the video she should take for everybody to watch, but instead she had me do it right there. It's cool. It's you could put four marshmallows on there or two hot dogs, and go right over the fire and use it, which is great. So I like that. Then the barbecue tools with the kickstand is something that always bothers me when I'm grilling. You know, when you're using the tongs or you're cooking chicken or whatever, or the spatula. Here's a nice little spatula. I mean, you know, it's like how many more garden grilling tools do we need, right? It's a, you can only make a spatula so many ways. This spatula right here, Lindsay, that I'm holding up, I've seen this particular design of the actual spatula a million times. You know, it's like the, it's got little serrated, like a little knife thing that you could cut, and then it's got something on the side where you could use it to actually clean off the grill. But then you're making burgers or whatever, you put it down, and all the schmutz goes on the side of the grill. And this with the kickstand has a little thing that kicks it up and keeps the thing that's touching the food off of the surface, which is totally cool. And then the fire disc is really a specialty grill for somebody that needs another toy, right? It's like for the guy or the woman who loves the barbecue but needs that other thing to do chicken wings or paella or chili or onion rings. Have you ever made onion rings?
I don't think so, no, but I love them.
Okay, can I tell you the trick to making an onion onion rings? Okay, mm-hmm. So you need the big onions, right? Mm-hmm. Vidalia, mm-hmm. Awesome, cut them into rings, all right? Then you use Pancake batter. Wait, it gets even better. And soda water. Like LaCroix.
Yeah.
And that's what you mix the batter with.
Okay.
Then you dip the onion in the pancake batter, a little salt and pepper, and the soda water.
Like Bisquick?
pancake, like a like the pancake mix. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. It doesn't have to be. It can be the ready-made Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
Whatever. Mm. Then you put it in your Fire Disc. Oh.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
I do love onion rings.
But the bubbly water is the key.
Me, of course,
I use San Pellegrino because I'm Italian. But oh my gosh. If you had that Fire Disc and you had the little vegetable oil in there and you went to town, well, you probably need the you need like the oil used to fry a turkey. Peanut oil or canola. You don't want to get too hot because it'll flash over. But the Fire Disc is this giant wok, and it's super portable. It breaks down. You throw it in the back of the car, and it's really unique. It's not for burgers and steaks, although you can do that. It'd be like a grill. It's propane. You connect it to a propane tank. So check it all out. It's up on our Facebook page. We'll also put it up on our website, WGNradio.com. Just go to the Mr. Fix-It page, and you will see it there.